Mental Health Monday Marathon with Mick Coyle on Radio City Talk.
Yeah, welcome to Radio City Talk and welcome to the biggest broadcast ever of its kind as we talk about mental health in the mainstream media. My name is Mick Coyle. I'm going to be here for the next 24 hours talking about mental health. That's right, 24 hours of discussion. Some people might be half aware of this story. They may have heard some of the story. They may never have heard the story of former footballer Clark Carlisle, who joins us in the studio now. Clark, it's great to see you.
Well, thank you. Good morning, mate. Morning, Jake.
Clark, can I talk about the fact you're back here in the city of Liverpool? Is this the first time you've been back in Liverpool since the park bench?
Yes, it is, yeah. And we drove past Copy Lane Police Station on the way in, which you know, caught my eye. It's very distinctive. It could have been really quite emotional to come back here, but it follows a theme in our relationship and our lives, because we seem to be revisiting and reclaiming places. You know, a guy who was just driving past, who stopped the car. In fact, he wasn't even driving. He got his mate to stop the car, and he got out and sat next to me and said, "Clark, you know, your family are worried about you, and I'm concerned about you." And he just put his arm around me. Isn't that incredible? Isn't that incredible? In this day and age where we think that people have got no time for anyone, you know, here's this guy who bizarrely I had lost a friend just a week or so earlier, and after thinking that he saw me, he said I just couldn't drive past and not know whether that was you or not, and he just sat with me and what a wonderful example of humanity.
Now, Jake Mills as well is in the studio. We've got Luciana Berger on the line as well, live from Westminster.
One in four of us at any moment will be suffering with our mental health, and yet still, it's not treated in the same way as conditions affecting our physical health.
Paul Farmer, Chief Exec of Mind, thank you for your time.
Here we are. I'm so impressed that you're up and running, and I hear you've already had a great start to the show. So congratulations, Mick. And Jake, great to hear. I don't think we know of any show like this ever having been done. So you're heading for the record books in some shape or form.
Joining us now is an ambassador for the Sane Mental Health Charity. I'm very pleased to say former Liverpool striker Stan Collymore joins us on the programme. Stan, thanks for your time.
You're very welcome. It's fantastic. Firstly, to say what a fantastic initiative you guys are involved in. Radio City, just had a chat with Lizzie, I think, who's behind the glass in the studio. Coffee, I think, sweet chocolate cake. Get them down here, that'll keep you through the day. The best thing you can do if you're struggling today and know something that does is to talk. It makes a difference, I guarantee it.
Joining us in the studio now, I'm very pleased to say we have podcaster Steph Hennigan. Steph, it's great to see you.
Hello.
Now, Steph, you've been a regular contributor to my programme on Liverpool Live. For the first time, I think this is, from a public point of view, going to talk about your own mental health.
Yes. I'm open about it in that I have suffered from depression in the past and anxiety and how it's affected me, and you know, but I don't broadcast it. I don't make a thing out of it. I think something that I've learned along the way is that depression doesn't define me as a person. It's just something that will happen to me.
Harry from McFly. Harry, it's great to see you. Thanks for coming on the programme.
Thanks for having me. I certainly was not in the army, just to clarify.
But you were in McFly.
Yes.
George McCain and Peter Scott. George, Pedro, thank you for your time. Great to see you.
Nice to see you. The most important word is friendship. That's the most important thing to us, that we love each other. Wow, there's a bit of revolution. We love each other. We really love each other, and we care for each other. And for me, it's something quite beautiful. Actually, it's something quite beautiful. If you want to call today a blue day, we're challenging that. It's a beautiful day today.
Norman Lamb, the Lib Dem MP and a prominent voice when it comes to mental health campaigning. He joins us on the programme now. Norman, thank you for your time.
Hello, Mick. Most impressed by what you're doing today.
It's a pretty epic undertaking that we're going for, Norman, but I think over the course of the hours that we've done so far, it's proved itself very worthwhile in terms of those stories and the stories that we're hearing as well. Two people on the programme now who have written down in blogs about their own mental health experiences and have had an incredible reaction off the back of it, and they are people who you wouldn't traditionally associate with mental health. First one is Dave Downey from The Blue Room and Radio City Talk.
I see people in the tower every day. It's my day job. And just, I mean, the first thing you did when you see me was you just come over and give me a hug, didn't you? And that in itself was just like, You know, maybe I'm just perceiving things completely wrong about the world and my place in it.
It is really difficult to know the words, you know. Am I cured? Am I okay? Is it mental health? Am I feeling... It's weird, and I mentioned this in my blog, that maybe it's conversations like this that help. We need to understand that when we say some things, we don't mean them if they come across wrong or they're not quite the words, because this is something new, relatively, you know, about us talking about this. So we need to allow ourselves that space. But, you know, I know there's times where it'll come back and I'm not okay again. I'm just me.
Musician Bill Ryder Jones, thanks for joining us on the Mental Health Monday marathon.
Why I make music is mainly just to make sense of some kind of you tell I'm not brilliant with words, and music very much is my way of ordering things. It's the best thing in the world, really, you know, to reflect on.
Mental Health Monday Marathon, 24 hours tackling the stigma with Mick Coyle on Radio City Talk.
We have just crossed the halfway point of the 24-hour Mental Health Monday Marathon on Radio City Talk. Good evening. My name's Mick Coyle. I do hope you're well. We've been on air since 9 o'clock this morning talking about mental health, alongside Jake Mills from the Chasing the Stigma charity. Danny Sculthorpe is with us in the studio and on the show. Danny, thank you for your time. Former Rugby League sensation. Danny, you've said something to me in the past about suicide, which actually we've heard, when I think about it, at least five times said today about suicide being a selfish act or not, because you think at the moment and at that moment that actually it's the number one thing that will solve not just your problems, but also your family's problems as well.
I think people who do take their own life by suicide are thinking of people that they, you know, they feel a burden to, or they're letting down, and it's probably the most unselfish thing that you can do. Every minute of every hour of every day was I was going to kill myself, and I couldn't get it out of my mind. But I did what most men do when they start suffering from mental health issues. I kept it to myself, and I was going to take my own life. Now, for some reason, I didn't, whether it were my kids, my wife, my parents that came to me, I couldn't tell you. And I remember going home from the car park that day and putting the drink and the drugs away and just carried on doing what I'd been doing for months, ignoring my wife, snapping at my kids, being horrible to everyone, until my family noticed a big difference in me. A couple of days after the car park incident, they sat me down and they made me speak about how I was feeling, and that was my turning point, just getting things off my chest and talking.
Join us on the programme now. Jane Russell is a Liverpool mum. Jane, thank you for your time. Thanks for joining
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having me.
You sent an email through, and I thought, God, blimey, Jane has absolutely been through it. Worked here for a little bit of time. We had a right old laugh in the studio two doors down from here. You subsequently went on. You had started a family as well. You got your partner in the room as well tonight. And you became a mum. Was it at the point at which your first child was born that you thought something was going wrong? Or were you aware of issues through the pregnancy?
Me and Adam have been going to our midwife appointment, and I've been saying, I feel like this. And bless her, I just don't think she really had a clue. And she said, you know, your hormones all over the place. So it terrified me. I remember being stood at the train station thinking, oh God, what if I just jump in front of that train? Lovely husband, having a baby. I really, on paper, shouldn't have had anything to feel sad about, but that's the point of it. And you know, people say about people who consider suicide and say about it being selfish. And I never really understood till I was in that position. You're not thinking about your love for your family at that point, because you're not thinking rationally. Like, obviously it's an illness. The thoughts are, you know, what they call intrusive thoughts, so they're just coming in, you're trying to fight them, and you're just not thinking like that. I knew I had a family that loved me, but at that moment in time, I just couldn't cope with feeling that awful.
Well, you've been doing phenomenal today. I've come to put a bit of life in the place. You've actually, honestly, it's been really depressing listening. I've got to make a few funnies. It's been great. The whole team, Twitter and Facebook have done phenomenal. It sounded great. Some of the stories that you've had have been amazing. You've made the national newspapers with one of them. It's fantastic.
Angela Samata, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for asking me.
Now, Angela, very kindly, Jake, when we first said, I'll absolutely get involved in the Mental Health Monday Marathon, and I will do any time.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we held her to that.
To be honest, when you first told me about the idea, I just thought that's absolutely
brilliant and just a great thing to do. And I think, am I right in saying that this is the first time that this has ever been done?
No, like, one's ever done this anywhere.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing.
Also in the studio, we've got Rachel Kearney. Rachel, a regular contributor to my programme on Liverpool Live on Radio City Talk.
Exactly the same. It was a real honour when Lizzie asked me to get involved, despite the hour, because this is the time when a lot of people who are feeling low are awake and want to hear something positive or to change the way that they feel about things. So absolutely, I'm very, very pleased to be here. So thank you for asking me.
This woman has come into my life and just bowled me over. She loves me to my core, and accepting that has been, it's bizarre to say, it's been quite a difficult thing. You know, I've had to change my belief structure around emotions and allowed this person to love me, even though there might be times when I don't feel deserving of it. But also open up my own mind to know that not being perfect is okay.
Mental Health Monday Marathon with Mick Coyle on Radio City Talk.